here's a story from The World.
Being a reporter in Turkey is not easy. The country ranks second only to China for putting journalists behind bars. If you're a Kurdish journalist in Turkey, it gets even harder. Many Kurdish journalists are often accused by Turkish officials of being part of the PKK, a militant group that has attacked parts of southeastern Turkey for decades. Often, though, it's Kurdish reporters who cover stories that few others will touch. Important reporting. It can also put them in the crosshairs of Turkish authorities. Duri Buscarin brings us the story of one news agency that's trying to bridge the gap.
The Mesopotamia Agency's Istanbul office is on the top floor of an old building. The location isn't necessarily secret, but the doorbell isn't marked either. Sadik Topaloğlu leads this bureau, one of eight offices throughout Turkey. There are more than 100 reporters at Mesopotamia Agency, he says. It seems like all of them have been arrested at least once.
We're part of the opposition media. We're advocating for democratic and individual rights of the Kurdish people and the working class. I decided to be part of this type of media outlet because it becomes the voice of people like myself.
Topaloğlu faced his own lawsuit over a year ago, accused of being part of a terrorist group, the PKK. He spent over 4 months in jail.
The Kurdish media gets more pressure because it exposes what the government doesn't want to be seen.
In September, after a military raid on a village looking for PKK suspects, two Kurdish men were captured and then thrown out of a military helicopter. One of the men died after weeks in intensive care. Another survived, but barely. Despite several witnesses, officials refused to comment. The mainstream Turkish press hardly covered it. But the Mesopotamia Agency was there, interviewing families, gathering witness testimony and medical reports. They interviewed the surviving victim, Osman Çiban, in his bed. One headline asked, "Are you still looking for proof?" Sedat Yılmaz, Mesopotamia Agency's editor-in-chief in the largely Kurdish city of Diyarbakir, greenlighted painstakingly detailed accounts of the case.
We have a publishing policy. We're not focusing on the consequences of the news. We're focusing on its accuracy. Because the smallest manipulation, the smallest error, that gives the government a chance to create propaganda against us.
Four journalists were detained over their coverage, two from the Mesopotamia Agency and two from an affiliated agency staffed entirely by women. Their homes were raided, and the Mesopotamia Agency office in the eastern city of Van was searched by police. Their co-workers brought them sweaters and blankets in prison.
Whether we're punished or arrested is not a priority for our agency.
Tensions for Kurdish journalists have been high lately, as Turkey continues a military campaign against the PKK in northern Iraq. Last month, a failed operation to rescue Turkish hostages led Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to vow an expansion of military operations, as he criticized Western allies for turning a blind eye to the matter. Hey West, where were you? He said. We will not let the terrorists take a breath. But while the Turkish government sees the PKK as a dangerous and unpredictable non-state actor, the Kurdish press views it differently. They do cover the violence of PKK attacks, but they also devote a fair amount of coverage to hunger strikers protesting jail conditions of the PKK's imprisoned leader. Opinion writers criticize policies that they say will hurt the country's hopes for peace. It goes a bit beyond what a Western observer might consider strictly objective, more of a Huffington Post or Fox rather than CBS. But it's hard to be objective when it feels like your country sees you as an enemy. There's a war going on in Turkey, says reporter Semra Turan, and both sides are losing their lives.
When you go to someone's funeral, you see their mothers, and it breaks your heart. It takes me so long to write about those funerals. I keep thinking about how I can write it so those mothers won't have to live through it again.
Both Kurdish and Turkish journalists face challenges in Turkey, Turan says. But when she covers protests, she sees a clear divide. Kurdish journalists get arrested first. Sometimes that's because the government won't issue them a press card, allowing them to work as a journalist in Turkey. Other times, it's because the press card that they do have identifies them as coming from a Kurdish outlet.
When they see the press card for Mesopotamia Agency, they see us as anti-state reporters. They either push us out or they arrest us. And sometimes we pretend that we're from a Turkish media outlet, so we won't get arrested or beaten up.
Occasionally, judges will issue a decision to block Mesopotamia Agency's website in Turkey, an echo of state closures of Kurdish papers in the 1990s. But today, in the digital age, they can just copy the website over to a new URL and add a number at the end to buy themselves more time. Right now, that number is 29. Pick it up, keep moving. That's just how it works. For The World, I'm Derya Buzkaran, Istanbul.